WSJM News Now. This is the 5 o'clock news block on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. A judge has denied a request to lower a $500,000 bail set for two parents who, with their son, are charged in a fatal Michigan school shooting. The judge says James and Jennifer Crumbly failed to turn themselves in when charged with involuntary manslaughter on December 3rd, and they have few ties to the area. The Crumblies have been jailed since December 4th and unable to meet the bond. They're charged in a shooting that killed four students at Oxford High School on November 30th. They're accused of making a gun accessible to their son, Ethan Crumbly, who's charged separately as an adult with murder and other crimes. Earlier on Friday, he waived a key hearing. Michigan is reporting 40,692 additional COVID-19 cases for Thursday and Friday. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says it works out to an average of 20,346 per day across the 2 days. The state also recorded 259 additional deaths, bringing that total for the pandemic to 27,822. Michigan's had a total of 1.6 million cases of COVID since the pandemic started. Berrien County's had a total of 24,308 cases and 390 deaths. Cass County's had 8,041 cases and 107 deaths. Van Buren County's had 12,629 cases and 199 deaths. Spectrum Health Lakeland for today showed a percent positivity rate of 43% over the past 24 hours. 14 men from Michigan have been arrested and charged for their alleged role in the attack at the Capitol 1 year ago yesterday. Some of them are charged with assault or breaking into the Capitol, all charges that range in severity of sentencing. University of Michigan law professor and former U.S. attorney Barbara McQuaid says so far the charges seem appropriate.
The defendants who have been sentenced to date are mostly the lower level offenders, people who maybe entered the building, which was a restricted space and so therefore criminal, but were not the ones who engaged in assaultive behavior toward police officers or who entered the chamber and tried to disrupt the proceedings.
McQuaid says we can expect to see more egregious offenders get more severe sentences moving forward. A total of more than 700 people from around the nation are facing charges. Two people are dead following a vehicle fire in Cass County today. The Cass County Sheriff's Department says deputies responded to the 57,000 block of M51 in Pokagon Township about 3:50 a.m. They determined the vehicle got stuck in a driveway due to snow. It's believed carbon monoxide from the engine built up in the passenger compartment of the vehicle, causing the two people inside to lose consciousness. The vehicle's overworked engine then caught fire. The names of the victims have not been released. The Cass County Sheriff's Department was assisted at the scene by the Pokagon Fire Department. The nominations have been announced for this year's Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber Business Recognition Awards. Chamber Director of Events Sarah Spoonholtz tells us the organization each year celebrates Southwest Michigan businesses that have been doing great things. They also recognize nonprofits and individuals.
Everything from Best New Business, these are businesses that have recently opened. Many of them decided to open during COVID or were opening just as COVID began. We also have the Economic Impact. These are large businesses that continue to make a positive impact on the Southwest Michigan business community and just community in general.
Spoonholtz says other awards include the Small Business of the Year Award, the Nonprofit Excellence Award, the Rising Star Award, and the Pat Moody Award for those who have been established in Southwest Michigan business for at least 10 years. Spoonholtz says they'll also recognize one of the chamber's ambassadors. We have a list of all the nominees at our website, and you can get tickets for the breakfast, which will be held hybrid style at the chamber's website. Attendees will also hear a special keynote from the new president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A new report from Spectrum Health Lakeland takes a look at the health disparities among different areas throughout Southwest Michigan. The 2022 through 24 community health needs assessments based on studies and surveys taking a look at mental health, social cohesion, health care access, nutrition, environment, and safety. The assessment finds significant inequities in age-adjusted mortality rates and life expectancy around the Spectrum Health service area. The study breaks down Berrien and parts of Van Buren and Cass counties into census tracts, finding the tracts with the lowest life expectancy are Benton Township and Benton Harbor, while the tracts with the highest are in Orinoco Township and Lincoln Township. Spectrum Health Vice President of Health Equity Lynn Todman says at least 80% of a community's health outcomes can be attributed to social conditions. She says the healthcare system is aiming to address those conditions to help ease the health disparities. What is an aerial mobility corridor? That's a question to ask after Governor Gretchen Whitmer this week announced Michigan and Ontario are collaborating on a technology initiative involving unmanned aerial systems, more commonly known as drones. Speaking on the Michigan Department of Transportation Talking Transportation podcast this week, MDOT Office of Aeronautics Deputy Administrator Brian Buds said they're talking about how to create a pathway in the air for drone commerce to take place between the state and the province.
In the same way that you have a freeway or a county road that has traditional traffic signals and signage and things like that, this corridor really is setting the stage to put those similar sorts of traffic control, loosely called command and control on the drone side, to really enable those flights to occur essentially as a highway in the sky.
Bud says the talks go down to the level of delivery drivers who could potentially use drones to carry packages to a person's door in a neighborhood rather than having to drive up to each address and walk up to the door. The agreement announced between Michigan and Ontario this week involves studying the feasibility of a commercial drone skyway in three proposed areas, including an international connection between Michigan and Ontario. And have you spotted a coyote in your neighborhood lately? There have been more sightings recently, and a couple of small dogs have been killed by coyotes. Bill Dodge has retired from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and has a PhD from Wayne State University studying biology sciences. He also did research on coyotes. We asked him if we're seeing more of them lately.
I think we are. So this is the time of year where it's easier to see them because they are actually moving around a lot. This is their mating season. So The males are going around looking for females, and you know they're more visible now. It's not uncommon to see them during the day.
Dodge says coyotes are afraid of humans. He recommends keeping small dogs on a leash and not letting them go out alone in your yard, especially if you live near woods. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg report. WSJM News Now continues. President Biden tried to put a positive spin on today's disappointing jobs report. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
Republicans seized on the fact that the U.S. economy added just 199,000 jobs in December, much lower than the expectation of 400,000 jobs. President Biden ignored that part of the employment data, instead focusing on the unemployment rate dropping below 4%.
Now I hear Republicans say today that my talking about this strong record shows that I don't understand. A lot of people are still suffering, they say. Well, they are. Or that I'm not focused on inflation. Malarkey.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Three white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery have been sentenced to life in prison, with a judge denying any chance of parole for the father and son who armed themselves and initiated the deadly pursuit of the 25-year-old black man. Greg and Travis McMichael grabbed guns and chased Arbery in a pickup after spotting him running in their neighborhood outside of the Georgia city of Brunswick. Neighbor William Roddy Bryan joined in pursuit and recorded cell phone video of Travis McMichael blasting Arbery with a shotgun. Bryan was given a chance of parole but must first serve at least 30 years in prison. A judge convicted all three defendants of murder, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, and attempted false imprisonment in November. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked President Biden to deliver the State of the Union address in March. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
In a letter to President Biden, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi writes she's inviting him to address a joint session of Congress on March 1st. It would mark the latest State of the Union address on record, with speeches historically taking place at the end of January or in February. Pelosi thanked Biden for what she called his bold vision and patriotic leadership guiding America through the pandemic. And she expressed optimism Congress can pass the president's stalled Build Back Better bill. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
A spokesman for former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will not, quote, pay one penny in attempts at civil extortion. That's after a judge dismissed the only criminal charge against him in connection with sexual harassment allegations. Cuomo made a virtual appearance today in Albany City Court. He did not speak during the brief hearing. Cuomo had denied the allegation that he groped an aide in 2020. The Albany district attorney had said he found the aide credible but believed he couldn't prove her allegations in court. Cuomo lawyer Rita Glavin assails the case as political and says the rule of law prevailed. It's another rough day for those trying to fly. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
By the hour, flight cancellations are ramping up. Now over 2,500 flights canceled in the U.S. today. Southwest canceling the most. 527 Southwest flights have been canceled today. Airports in the Northeast are getting hit the hardest because of snow. LaGuardia, Boston, Logan, Newark, and JFK have the most canceled flights of any airports in the world today.
Hospitalizations of U.S. children 5 and under 5 with COVID-19 have soared to unprecedented levels, a worrisome trend in youngsters too young to be vaccinated. That's according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data released today. Since early December, as the highly contagious Omicron variant has spread furiously around the country, the hospitalization rate in those kids has surged to more than 4 in 100,000 children. Authorities say the numbers include kids with underlying health conditions. They say the trend underscores the need for vaccinations in all who are eligible. Israel is shifting its strategy to fight COVID as Omicron shatters all records, except the number of seriously ill cases. Now, like the UK, Israel is instituting new testing guidelines and allowing Americans back in. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Jerusalem removing the U.S. and all countries from its so-called red list. The travel ban losing any effect as Omicron sweeps through Israel, breaking infection records daily. That means starting Sunday, Israel's borders set to reopen to Americans and all foreigners fully vaccinated. Israel also changing its COVID testing policy as PCR labs can't keep up with the spread of Omicron. Israelis under 60 must now use the less reliable home antigen tests and self-report illness. This will complicate Israel's tracking of Omicron and its research capabilities. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
President Joe Biden's administration is giving state and local governments greater flexibility in spending $350 billion in federal COVID aid. The new rules from the U.S. Treasury Department come nearly 10 months after Biden signed the American Rescue Plan Act. Some cities and counties had said the initial rules were too rigid. The rules released this week relax requirements for governments to prove revenue losses in order to spend the money more freely. Among other things, they allow spending on more types of construction projects and broaden eligibility for high-speed internet projects. And some big-name celebrities are remembering groundbreaking actor Sidney Poitier, who died at the age of 94. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Former President Barack Obama gave Sidney Poitier the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009.
Poitier once called his driving purpose to make himself a better person. He did, and he made us all a little bit better along the way.
On Instagram Friday, Obama singled out Poitier's groundbreaking roles and singular talent, writing that he epitomized dignity and grace. Oprah Winfrey writes on Instagram that Poitier was a mentor, friend, brother, confidant, and wisdom teacher. And Morgan Freeman writes on Twitter that Poitier was his inspiration, his guiding light, and his friend. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast.